Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9 o'clock hour, a big hour ahead here on The Morning Show. It is a Wednesday morning edition. John Johnson, Al Moore, Gannie, Rhea Hughes, and of course, Ruben Amaro Jr. We'll be joined in just a moment by someone who lives in both worlds for a period of time, the football world and the basketball world, although primarily once he dives in headfirst into the basketball, which everyone will turn their focus to in the not-too-distant future, there's no one better to talk to. From the Philly Voice, formerly of WIP, Kyle Newbeck joins us. Good morning there, Kyle.
Good morning, John. How are we doing?
We're doing all right. You know, we're kind of reliving what happened on Sunday and trying to look forward for something positive with the Sixers. But let's start with some football. Kyle, you always tell it the way that it is. Nick Sirianni, looking back at Sunday and the loss to Tampa Bay, after the run game was halted in really the opening drive, it certainly appeared like he didn't know what to do in terms of play calling the rest of the way. He seemed like he improvised it. Was the moment too big for him?
Maybe. You know, I don't necessarily want to say that. I think the thing that stood out the most to me is how far the Eagles have to go in terms of a roster perspective to be able to play with a team like Tampa in a big playoff moment like that. Like, they just, there were holes all over the field on both sides of the ball. And I think you saw anytime the Eagles tried to run to the outside, the speed
Tampa had
was just absolutely overwhelming.
Deadly.
To the point that they could not, the something that should be and was the Eagles' strength all year, the run game, did not look like one. And it just looked like they were two teams on entirely different levels from the very start of the game right down to the end.
Well, Kyle, let's hypothetical here. Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie give you a call, and they say, Kyle, we love your work. You have a great eye for talent evaluation. What advice would you give them on what to do with Jalen Hurts?
Honestly, and I thought he was terrible, and I think I've been critical of him all year. I still think the most prudent move right now, unless you can make a trade that you're getting the real value on somebody that's going to be able to immediately step in and start, I think the best thing they could do is probably just let him start another year and focus on plugging all the holes everywhere else, using these three first-round picks that they have to get the best players available wherever those positions might get filled. Because even if they were able to get like a Russell Wilson type, I know that's a name that Eagles fans have speculated on for a while now, I don't think they have the talent everywhere else that a ready-made, even franchise-type quarterback is going to push this team to be able to be a contender next year. Now, maybe that's wrong, but I just feel like a little bit of patience is probably warranted. I also know, based on what the draft experts have said and written for the last however many months, that this is not a quarterback-rich draft either. So, you know, I think one move actually, that, you know, I don't know if this is controversial or not, maybe they should trade one of these first round picks they have for a 2023 pick, so that you got a couple first round picks the next year. And then if that is a QB rich draft, then you have a couple assets to move up, move around, and potentially go get the guy that you want.
Interesting. All right, I got to move over to basketball because tonight you will be at the Wells Fargo Center. Sixers host the Magic. 7 of their next 8 games will be in South Philadelphia. Kyle, this may sound like an odd question, but I think you'll completely relate to it. They're 7 games above 500, but it certainly seems at times, Kyle, they're a tough watch.
Yeah, listen, at their worst, they are definitely tough to watch. I think weirdly enough, similar to the Eagles, their lack of team speed is kind of jarring when they play certain teams. I think they're a nice one. And I think some of this is just the fact that they run the offense through Tobias Harris for long stretches of the game where he bogs the offense down and it's a lot of dribble, 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 going to nowhere. They don't have, you know, where they really miss Ben Simmons, and, you know, we'll get to him in a second, I'm sure, is he changed the pace for them. And there were stretches of games where, you know, they get a stop and he would just tear down the floor and they're not waiting for Joel Embiid to try to create something out of nothing for them. And while I think Joel has done a really admirable job for a center of being a fast break player this year, you know, he's running the floor more. He's actually the guy basically playing jumbo point guard at times. They still lack the pace everywhere else. So that's where I think it all starts. And then, you know, as we saw in the Monday matinee the other day, there are times when their defense is just awful. And Joel can cover that up from time to time, but they just have too many holes on that roster defensively right now. So it's only so much the big guy can do and so much Matisse Thybulle can do when he's healthy and in the lineup.
So there's a report, Kyle, out of The Athletic, came out, I believe it was yesterday, that the Kings are interested in Ben Simmons. Okay, well, there's a couple teams reportedly interested in Ben Simmons. But Sacramento is also interested in Tobias Harris in a potential package deal. Before I even discuss the notion of what they could possibly offer in return, would that interest Kyle Newbeck?
It sort of depends to me, John. Like, I do think that moving Tobias Harris is a much lower priority, and I'm in the camp that if you're going to move Tobias, that's something that you're almost better off doing in the summer or at a later date when you know you have a free agent lined up that you need the money for. Because, like, let's say they do move Ben and Tobias at the same time, and let's just be generous too and say that Tobias's inclusion in such a deal doesn't impact the return value they're getting back.
Okay.
If part of the reason you're doing it is to clear cap space to try to get a free agent like potentially a James Harden, I know that's the rumor that's been out there a little bit. I just don't know that you move the money now when you can do it later, not knowing that you're definitely going to sign somebody, because then you're in a position where you're just going to have a hole in the roster and in the cap sheet. And that's a position where if you can't get a star or get the guy that you want, sometimes you end up paying more for somebody that is maybe not at that level. That's sort of why Tobias Harris got the deal he got in the first place. But, you know, if the deal is right, if you're getting the right combination of short-term help and long-term upside, then, yeah, certainly I could see a package that appealing where you move both those guys at once.
Well, I mean, I guess, Kyle, this leads to maybe a bigger question. I mean, let's say Sacramento is offering, you know, just salary matches essentially, but it's really nobody of true value that can be a difference maker. But you're shedding in totality $354 million worth of contract from two players. In the same breath, though, if you sit on these players at the deadline and get, you know, some minor improvement that does nothing, aren't you in either case punting on the season?
Yeah, but I'm of the opinion, John, that I don't know that unless they get a star at the deadline, I don't see a trade being that consequential for them regardless. I think that the profile of deal that is available to them right now, or at least that's been reported to be available to them right now, are guys who are good players who it would add depth. Like, for example, you brought up Sacramento. We're talking about people like Tyrese Halliburton might be a headliner there, and then maybe some depth pieces like Buddy Hield and Harrison Barnes. I think certainly the Sixers would be a better basketball team if you make a deal that looks like that, that those three guys are coming back. But I don't think you can build a contender when you're acquiring three of your primary rotation guys at the deadline. Like, you just don't see teams acquire several pieces that are going to be either starter types or essential rotation players, and all of a sudden they make the leap from a middle-of-the-pack team to, hey, this is a team that's going to be able to compete for a title. So I don't really think – I think this year has been punted already with this having gotten to this point. I don't know if that's a controversial take, but I can definitely understand the people who see Joel Embiid going out there every night, scoring 30 points a night for basically a month and a half now, and thinking that that guy just needs a little bit more help.
Yeah, it's a shame. A final question I have for you, Kyle. This rumor has been out there for about a week now that James Harden has realized he's unhappy in Brooklyn and would have no problem moving on from Brooklyn at any point in time. He's got 1 year left on his deal at $47 million, 33 years of age. I'm sure wherever he ends up, he's going to want to sign, you know, another 4 to 5 year deal. We've heard the Sixers are interested. I don't know if that is conjured up by Daryl Morey or somebody else is reporting it. Kyle, would you have any interest in James Harden?
I would, but I would definitely be a little bit wary of him. And James Harden sort of highlights the predicament the Sixers are in. Like, the type of star that I think they'd be able to get back for Ben Simmons is going to be a flawed one, or someone where you have to live with some sort of warts to be able to get that upside. I think the big thing that concerns you with James Harden, and he has rallied and played really well, putting up good numbers after a tough start to the year, that he is going to be older when you give him that contract. And he never has a reputation of guys like, you know, let's say a LeBron James, let's say a Chris Paul, who went vegan to, you know, change his lifestyle and put himself in the best position to extend his career. James Harden is not exactly notorious for great off-the-court habits. He's no more for, you know,
no.
He likes to party as hard as he produces on the court. So that's not somebody that typically ages well, like that sort of guy. Even, you know, we debated when Jimmy Butler was approaching the time when the Sixers could have re-signed him, there were no concerns about Jimmy Butler, the worker, right? Like, he's a workout maniac, and the concerns were more the attitude stuff and also just the tread on his tires, because he played under Tom Thibodeau and had a lot of mileage on him. I would be a little bit wary of giving James Harden the extension that he's going to want, but at the end of the day, I think him and Joel Embiid could combine to be the sort of duo that would win a title together. So if they could get one of those in the short term, you know, the banners hang forever.
That's right. Kyle Newbick, if you're doing anything tonight and you want to know about the Sixers and what's going on in the game, or really the rest of the season, you should be following Kyle Newbick on Twitter. Links to his latest stories, latest Sixers news, and some thoughts on everything else in between, at Kyle Newbick. Kyle, thanks, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Kyle Newbeck, nice enough to join us. Now, Ruben, I mean, I guess this plays right into the whole James Harden thing.
Yep.
During your time as a general manager, how did you weigh signing players of tremendous talent but were older and making that decision whether to pursue them or not?
Well, a lot of it depends on trending, right? And there was a couple of times when, you know, we did sign some guys that were a little bit older and had a lot of success with it. Raul Ibanez was one of those guys, and Raul had been very successful. In fact, had he not had an injury a little bit to his groin, I think he had one of those hernia injuries that he probably would have been an MVP candidate in the first year that we signed him. But also a quality guy. It depends on how well they take care of themselves. And that a lot of that is, you know, that's research that you have to do and understand the player and the makeup of the player. I know that older players, there's not very sexy to acquire them these days, But if they take care of themselves, I mean, look at Tom Brady. He's, you know, he's older than every single coach in the division who's in the playoffs still. So a lot of it depends on their makeup, and a lot of it depends on how well they take care of themselves.
They don't let you use steroids anymore. So
that is a problem, and that is a big problem, and that's something that's another piece of the research that you probably have to do.
All right, hold on a minute. We got to go to Rhea Hughes. Rhea Hughes, do we have some type of news?
Yes. The head coach, Nick Sirianni, and the general manager, Howie Roseman, will speak at 11 a.m. today. I'm sure we'll carry it live.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. 11 o'clock right here on WIP. Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni. Hopefully your questions will be answered in some shape or form. 215-592-9494. Perfect time to get involved. I apologize. Karen, TR, Scott, Big Rube. The four of you, hang on. We're going to get to you on the other side. Perfect time. We're going to run through as many calls as we can in the final two segments. Our prize wheel is giving us problems. We keep hitting the same two numbers over and over again. We still have a Boston Market gift card, an Acme gift card, a gift card to Rita's Water Ice. We have a Phillies Vintage Bobblehead, a gift card to a one-hour massage or facial at Hand and Stone, a $50 gift card to Dogs and Cats Rule. We have to give them all away by the end of the show. Perfect time to jump on board. It's 9:17.
Brought to you by the Goodwill, we will finally hear from Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman today at 11 a.m. following the end of the Eagles season on Sunday with that dreadful loss to Tampa Bay. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Broncos officials will fly to Philadelphia tonight to interview Eagles defense coordinator Jonathan Gannon, who also interviewed with the Houston Texans last night. Sixers are home tonight against the Orlando Magic. Now is the time to declutter your home. Donate your gently used items to the Goodwill and make a difference. GoodwillNJ.org for a donation center near you. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Mix of clouds and sun with a high near 50. It's currently 39. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
9:24. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. Still so much to squeeze in our final two segments with Ruben Amaro Jr.
And we will be carrying the obviously their news conference.
Yes,
live.
11 o'clock right here on WIP.
Nice.
Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman. Be tuned in. Rube, I have a couple more Eagles questions to ask you, but first I need you to hear something because you know you may crack, you know, you may smile, you may laugh a little bit. I don't know how Al Morgani is going to react because he can relate directly to what we're about to hear. So there is a very talented hockey player out in Edmonton named Leon
Draisaitl.
Draisaitl. I always butcher his last name. Leon Draisaitl, very talented. The Oilers have a couple very talented players on their team. However, the team as a whole stinks. Al, they're brutal, right? I mean, there's no other way to put it.
They're falling apart. They have no goalie.
Well, they have there's a particular
they're the two best players in the league.
They have a particular beat writer who covers them. His name's Jim Matheson. He's been covering them since, my goodness, since you were covering them, right, Al?
Yes, long time.
Very long
time.
Hall
of Fame guy.
He's in the Hall of Fame. So there, I think this was last night, or maybe the night before, where, you know, Oilers had a bad game, and Draisaitl's up on the podium. And Jim Matheson is asking him what's going on. Listen to this exchange.
Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question,
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
Okay.
I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice last game against Ottawa. Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
Wow!
Not exactly
oh, man.
What you want.
You normally never hear that from a reporter, but I am here for it all day long.
Holy.
He was not taking it.
Now, Rube, I'm sure you've been in situations where you just wanted to let loose on someone who was trying to grill you on something, but to hear that, you cracked a smile.
Yeah, it was entertaining on both sides.
Yes,
I think that they basically said things that they probably typically would not say on both sides.
They both let it know that they're annoyed with each other.
Yes.
And I'm here for that
no
all day
lost
long.
There.
Yes.
I'm not totally familiar with Jim Matheson. I know the name. I've read some of his work.
Yeah.
But is he usually that snippy?
Canadian reporters can be a little bit aggressive because it's like covering the Eagles here, right?
You got a little,
coverage of the Eagles is different than anybody else.
Yeah. It's like you get more, but, you know, I think he was trying to get the guy to say, how the hell are we going to win a game without a goalie?
Right.
But the problem is that they get the two best players in the league and they don't want to get him so mad they want to leave, like Gretzky went to L.A.
Yes.
That's a problem. But, you know, he just wanted to, I don't know if he was kind of baiting the player. Why are you so pissy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, like, in other words, like, what the hell, you know. It's never happened to Ruben before, ever.
No. Well, no, I mean, this would be like Jason Stark. That's the kind of reputation this guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, this is, you know, he's,
ooh,
you know, Hall of Fame guy. I mean, well, you know, been around forever.
Jason ever said that to anyone?
Well,
pretty sure he
that's not his. That's not his style. That's not his style.
But you get to a point where.
Insult the player.
Well, I don't know if it's insulting.
It might have been Bill Conlon. I know what people don't like to talk about.
Yes.
That would have been a Bill Conlon-esque type of question.
Yeah, I think people, I hate to say it, but I think people like it. Remember when Voracek went after...
Oh, God, Sielski.
Sielski?
He called him a weasel.
Yeah.
He called him a bleeping weasel.
When Bob Clark called Tim Panaccio, what do you know?
Yeah, an a-hole
yes.
on the air.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like...
It's fun.
Bobby's Teflon, though. He couldn't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, you got to understand, when you're doing that, you lose some... you have to... If you're going to throw it, you got to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
you're absolutely right.
I mean,
right.
That's all. You just take it. But I think, you know, Matty was just annoyed that he seemed like he didn't want to answer. He was obvious he didn't want to answer. I give the player credit, though, for not going, just kind of keeping, he kept it under control. It didn't turn into a, you know, a real
shouting match.
Yeah. But that's Canadian to do that.
Yeah. It's proper manners.
It was more subtly under control.
Yeah, it was subtly under control. But it just shows you that the people, I don't think people quite understand the pressure in a small market. You think it's more pressure in a big market, but when you're the only show
in town,
you're the only show, It really ramps it up.
Well, as someone who I have no idea, how would you compare the fan base and the market of Edmonton to something we can relate to, and how the pressure on the Oilers?
The Eagles is more. The pressure on the Oilers is more than the pressure on the Eagles.
Really?
The pressure on the Canadiens is three times more than what the pressure is on the Eagles. Hmm. It's just there's nothing.
Because of the pride of the sport.
There's nothing else.
Yeah.
It's like soccer.
I liken it to going to a spring training game and only being a few fans in the stands and that one fan screaming at you. And typically, you know, typically you never hear it. But when you have one guy out there screaming and you're going, oh, I don't like that too much.
And that word he used, pissy, is like, well, I covered an Olympics once, and this is what happens when there's a language barrier. And there was some big controversy. I was on a flight with an ambassador or something, and there's some issue with an athlete. And I got off the plane, and all these reporters from Canada were waiting to see what this, would this guy say anything? And I said, well, he was just really pissed. And apparently that means drunk.
Yes.
It does in Europe.
Yes, it does.
In Europe, it does. Yes.
Wow.
They're all like, really? And I'm like, yeah. Well, you go, was he falling over? I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's certain words, Al. You have to know.
Yeah. Karen's on WIP. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
So, Karen, we're kind of unfortunately reliving this Eagles loss over and over and over again, and I get the feeling that Nick Sirianni's not getting, you know, maybe the blame he should be getting here. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't feel like he called the game the way. I mean, you have to make changes when your running game's not working, and like, how do you not throw it to your best players?
Yes.
So, I mean, I just didn't understand that.
Now, I am baffled by it as well, Karen. We know that, you know, I mean, in the end, the quarterback's the one with the ball in his hands, but for Devontae Smith not to even get a single target for the first two quarters of the game is a bit baffling, and you can't help but look at the head coach and say, give the guy directive, make sure he looks at him. But anyway,
right.
you wanted to talk about draft, is that right?
Right, because, I mean, I know now everybody's like, okay, we got to go get a quarterback, but I really feel like we need to fix other pieces. Mm. And just give Jaden another year. I don't think Jaden will ever be a franchise quarterback, but if we can go after the pieces that we're missing with, I mean, three first-round picks, you got to go after, like, defense. Defense was good, but it wasn't great.
Yeah. Well, what's so scary, though?
And I felt bad for defense because they were out there so much. They held them for a while.
No, the Eagles, Karen, you're right. The Eagles have a lot of holes to fill. But, like, Al, what worries me, they have, what, picks 15, 16, and 19 in the first round. What are the chances you hit on all three of them? It's like slim and none, right? Especially with Howie's draft record.
Well, but
if you're lucky, you hit on two.
Well, I mean, if you're I mean, I want those picks personally. I don't think – unless you
so
can
do
get
I,
Watson.
Yes.
Yeah, go fix other parts of your game. And then if the quarterback doesn't work out, well, the next year you go try to find – but, I mean
– yeah, fix the defense.
Up those you can never go in thinking we're going to fail on this pick.
But this is a rare opportunity. No teams ever have three first-round picks. And when you have
Didn't the Cowboys have it after that Herschel walk?
Yeah, they had seven. Or they traded them for seven.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were first-round.
Look how many years you're going back. That's what I'm saying. It's so rare. So when these opportunities present themselves, to simply fixate on draft as opposed to acquisition is it's a tough temptation. Karen, who is someone like Dolly Parton celebrating her 76th birthday today, who is universally loved?
Well, he's no longer alive, but Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah, definitely Robin Williams.
There was no issues with him ever? I have no idea.
Well, there was with fellow comedians.
Oh, well, that's
Karen definitely gets a spin on the prize wheel for that.
Yeah.
We've got a prize has to come up at some point. There we go. Number six, Al Morganti.
Number six, the Boston Market gift card, $25 Boston Market gift card.
Now, something Karen was kind of dancing around, Ruben, that I would love to ask you. Yep. There are some fans, many really, that fear that they saw what Jalen Hurts looked like in his first ever playoff game, and it was a catastrophe for him. We can't even hide that fact. But that the Eagles would move on too soon and later regret it, see him grow into his own elsewhere. During your time, I can't imagine, has something like that happened to you where you gave up on a player too soon, or maybe even you waited too long?
Well, we were really fortunate when we made most of our trades. Other than a guy like Carlos Carrasco, who came on strong really, really late in his career, We really didn't have that many trades where it kind of bit us in the butt. But there were some opportunities where guys like Chase Utley were being pursued and guys like Cole Hamels were being pursued that we did not. Sometimes the best trades you make are the ones you do not make. And so, you know, we had some of those situations. I mean, sometimes people have to get credit for that as well. Ed Wade had a lot of opportunities to make some big trades to get some big players, one in particular with Chase Utley. And he held on to Chase, and Chase ended up being a, you know, franchise-type player.
If I say the name Dom Brown.
That's one guy that I probably held on too long to, yeah. And Dom's a good guy. He's still in this area, and he's working with some young hitters now in a program now. But he's a guy that unfortunately never really panned out to be the guy that we all thought he was going to be.
Where did it fall apart for him? Was it false belief in certain things? Like, what would it, if you were to look back and say, you know, I mean, he's doing great things in the community now, but as a major league player, and particularly with the Phillies, what ended up being his downfall?
I just don't think he was consistent enough making good, solid contact. And I'm not sure that Dom really knew ultimately what type of hitter he was. I remember talking to Charlie Manuel about it. He said, Dom had an unbelievable 6 weeks and did very, very well, but he's not quite sure how he did it. And he was doing, you know, he's kind of young. And so he was still developing. And I think it got to the point where I don't think Dom felt confident enough in his abilities to carry on and to be the type of player that he was so hyped to be.
Mm. We got TR, we got Scott, and we got Big Rube, and then there's room for you on the other side. We got the hot seat coming up. We're going to run through all of your calls. We need to award, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spots available.
Wow.
On the prize wheel. I was doing a terrible job.
It keeps landing on 10.
Well, shake it up a little bit. Do something with it.
I know. You got to teeter totter
no,
it a little bit.
Don't you cheat,
no, no. It has to be
you're not
fair.
You're not trying it.
Chance, Al. All
that
about
is Al's
chance.
Motto, actually.
The okay prize wheel, what you have to give us to get a spin on the prize wheel, it is the 76th birthday of Dolly Parton. I can't believe she's 76 years old. She is, I would make the case, loved by all, right?
Oh, yeah, can't not like Dolly.
So who's someone who fits in that category? By the way, Ruben Mar, you ever have any interest in seeing Dolly Parton in concert at any point in time?
Not for me.
I do like
country, but I never really had a hunkering to
Rhea snuck
I
into
did.
A
I was
Dolly
really, I snuck into one. I was at the Borgata, and I asked one of the, I heard she was there, so I asked one of the people who worked there. I said, I want to be able to say I saw her. Phenomenal.
Really?
And she talks in between songs.
Oh, that's
funny as hell.
And very,
I really liked her.
And
yeah,
a very charitable individual.
Oh,
so
yeah,
if you want to spin on the wheel, next segment is your last chance. 215-592-9494 is how you get involved. Our time is 9:36.
Score big on the NBA action with this special offer from BetMGM. Place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Use bonus code GRAHAM200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy the NBA like never before with live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions. Plus, earn M Life rewards through BetMGM online play to use at any MGM resort nationwide. Turn loyalty points into comps for room nights, restaurants, and more.
9:42, final segment of the WIP Morning Show on this Wednesday morning. And stay tuned, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman live from the NovaCare Complex. You'll hear it right here on WIP.
Just giving the camera little,
some pointers?
No, I was just telling him, you know, you guys get that live all the time.
Yeah, they do.
We don't ever get the pressers live.
Yeah, they get the live reaction to it.
If they could get us right after a news conference.
Unfiltered.
It's not even generally positive.
I just saw Joe waving you, seeing if you'd like to stick around, maybe come back.
Oh, no, I'll be home. I'll be home transcribing it.
Oh.
I saw Richie putting the cotton in his ears.
Now, for those who don't know, February 5th, there's something really cool happening with Amaro Sports. Rube, what's going on?
Yeah, amarosports.com/register. I'm really excited about sponsoring this. We're going to be hosting college baseball coaches from this area, from University of Pennsylvania, St. Joe's, University of Delaware, Westchester University, Rider, and Arcadia. And we're getting a chance to have them in a group at a local high school at Holy Ghost at 7:30. You can register at amarosports.com. You can ask them anything you want about the college coaching process, recruiting process, et cetera, what they're looking for. And I think it's a great way for young, aspiring college baseball players to learn a little bit more about what they're looking for.
That's very cool. That's February the 5th, right?
That's February 5th, 7:30.
7:30, February the 5th. All right, where's Ava Graham? Ava! Oh, she's still working on the hot seat? All right, hold on a minute.
Show's almost over.
I got to lead into this. You know what's funny, guys? I have to lead into this hot seat. You know what? I can't talk to you about it.
All righty, then.
You are Mr. Flyer. I got to talk to Ruben Amar about this because I'm going to tell him a stat he's going to find impossible to believe.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Flyers do not have a single goal in the shootout this season.
That is almost an impossibility. You almost have to try to do that.
How is that possible, Al?
They missed.
What? Come on.
I mean, they do have talent.
It's horrible.
They do have talented skaters.
Yeah,
and talented
they don't have the most skillful guys coming in. But it is a remarkable stat, even though they only had four shootouts and two of them only two shots.
But they had nine last night. Rounds.
And, well, the Islanders went eight, and bottom of the ninth they won. I don't understand. Wow. I can understand saves or whatever, but there's too many times they don't even get a shot, a real shot. Like they come in so close, they get smothered, the goal, they don't really get a look at it. That's amazing. Like last night, it happened several times in that shootout last night. Well, Giroux just flat out went to the ladies' tees and hit shot.
I've never been to a practice, NHL practice, too. There's something that they work on, in a shoot around.
But there's not much you can do. I mean, you practice it, but. And then you get in the game. Well, it's a coin flip.
I'm wondering if this is a precursor to the hot seat, Ava Graham, who possibly is. I'm assuming it was Sirianni, but maybe I'm starting to think something otherwise now.
It's the whole team.
Today, the Flyers are on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat.
Yo, Al, are Flyers fans going to start wearing them brown bags to the games?
I don't know.
That'd be a good idea.
Be sponsored, though.
Brown bags are sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. Don't bring a bag lunch. Wear one. Oh, Flyers, what a horrific dumpster fire you are.
Fire.
Nine straight losses last night, ending in an insane shootout that just kept
going and going.
Last night went nine rounds, Al.
Yeah, nine innings, the bottom of the ninth.
They didn't have a single goal.
There wasn't a goal scored. There was 17 consecutive shooters didn't score.
That can't be real.
Oh, it's real.
You get to the shootout, and you're going, they're going to pull one out here.
Rhea, they took nine shots. Five of them weren't on net.
Al, I do not know how you do it. Bill covers the Flyers for Broad Street Hockey, and each night he takes calls from angry, hopeless Flyers fans. And each night, I fear he's going to crack.
I'm not going to do what everyone thinks I'm going to do. Flip out, man.
Flyers, I would say get it together, but I don't even know how at this point.
Well done. So let me get this right. A 10-game losing streak and now a 9-game losing streak. And they haven't even reached the halfway point. Is that correct?
You are correct.
Oh, God.
It is on
end. And a rough go.
I will give you, you know what, Al? I'm going to give you a lot of credit, though, because I watch a lot of these games, especially with Bill covering.
Yeah.
And you and Taryn have been doing such a good job. I just don't know how.
It's like watching Willie Nelson with Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah, that might have something.
quite accurate.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it. And I will also say, I can tell at points that you want to say more, and you're just holding back just a little bit.
Ava, there needs to be a meme for Al when it comes to Flyers postgame.
Well, there's the good news that Scotty Hartnell's back. Then his wife had the baby weeks ago, so he's coming back to help us out. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right, let's run through some calls.
Can he play?
TR in Winfield on WIP. How you doing, TR? TR! TR going once, TR going twice. Out. Scott in Barrington is on WIP. Hey, Scott.
Brother JJ, morning crew. Brother Rube, what's good with you?
How you doing, Scott?
Good, good, good. Man, where do I start? I'm not going to go there with the Flyers. The Eagles.
Yes.
I'll say it again. I think you have to give Hurts, you know, a chance. Yeah, he looked bad in an important game, but you got to blame someone, like you said, the coach and the play calling.
Now, here's the thing, Scott. And
yes, sir.
I guarantee every fan is flip-flopping as we speak thinking about this. We all want to give Jalen Hurts more opportunity. We know how young he is. You know, he presents so much you want in a leader and in a quarterback. But we're about to enter an offseason where they not only have three first-round draft picks, but there's a strong possibility that Russell Wilson is available, that Deshaun Watson is available, that even as far-fetched as it sounds, Aaron Rodgers is available. You're essentially saying no to all three if those opportunities present themselves to get another year to find out what Jalen Hurts is or is not.
Dr. Russell, I would say him. He's an older player. You know, injuries. Somebody like Aaron Rodgers. Why would he want to come here? Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson, maybe he's got a more of a, if you would say, long-term lifespan. But
yeah.
Again, I mean, you gave up a franchise quarterback in Wentz. Yeah, he was a knucklehead. I'm one of the ones that said, I'll say it again. But you gave all that up to what? Have another quarterback carousel. So the bottom line, I guess what I'm trying to say is the problems that Hurts has had, they're fixable. It's not like, you know, they're the end of the world, problems.
I don't know about that.
We're going to find out soon enough. Scott, who's someone like Dolly Parton that everybody loves?
Who was said? Because you're not –
I don't know.
We don't know. It's the wheel.
If you give me someone we already said, I'll give you a second chance.
I'll say Will Smith.
Will Smith. Did we hear? Yeah, I don't think we heard Will Smith.
Yeah, we did. But
did we?
All right,
we'll give
chance.
Him a spin anyway. I don't remember. Oh, number one.
You actually won the $50 Dogs and Cats Rule gift card.
Very cool gift card. Big Rube is on WIP. What's up there, Rube?
Holla, morning team.
Oh, Rube.
And the other Rube.
Hey, what's up, Big Rube?
Now, Rube, no one, I mean, you know quarterbacks very well. You get the final year of Ben Roethlisberger, saw 18 years with him. What do you think about Jalen Hurts?
I mean, I didn't like him coming out of college. You know, he always stared down his receivers, but this year he made a great improvement. I do like him, and I'm one of the ones that's 80% in his camp because, you know, you drafted the guy, you stick with him, and you know what I mean? Like, you had Donovan for 11 years and stay with the guy you drafted. And, you know, Al made a great point that Deshaun might be a Steeler next year. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right.
We had Ben, he had his indiscretions, and, you know, these alleged stuff with Deshaun and, you know, had Michael Vick. We both had Michael Vick, and, you know, that's just stick with Jalen and make it work.
Yeah. Rube, I wish we could talk more, but I'm pressed for time. But I would love to know where I can get some chicken today.
Oh, man. You know, so Wednesdays I'm in South Philly, Whitman Plaza area, Penn'sport at Wolf Burger. And, you know, everybody follow me at Chef Big Rube. I open up at noon, and let's grub, and let's talk some more.
Holla, Rube.
Holla.
I do love his chicken, Al Morgani.
I got to get a little piece
Al frequently just hits up his spots all the time.
Yes, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's a big sandwich, too, so you get your money's worth.
Lauren's on WIP. Lauren, how do you feel about James Harden in a Sixers uniform?
I mean, honestly, like, I kind of agreed with Kyle. Like, you know, his personal life and social life is a bit hectic. But I completely, like, I think him and Joel would make a very good combination.
Yes. See, something that Lauren, I don't think some Sixers fans see it this way. This, once Joel Embiid's window is closed, you start all over again and rebuild. So you do everything within your power to seize this opportunity as it presents itself, even if it means bringing on James Harden, who's a bit suspect, because otherwise I don't know what their other options would be. So I'd be totally on board with it.
But I mean, exactly. As far as a player standpoint goes, they both are good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And them together would be awesome at what they're trying to accomplish.
Yes, absolutely. Harden's never won a title, obviously, Embiid has, and so if they have their head screwed on straight, they could go far together. Lauren, give us someone like Dolly Parton who's universally loved.
I would say Reba McEntire.
Do you like Reba McEntire?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Does she still make new music?
Staying with the country theme here.
Yeah. number 11.
WIP. Green t-shirt.
All right, two more calls. Let me squeeze in two more. I just want who your universally beloved person is.
You haven't been named yet.
No, I haven't. That could get you two spins. Tracy, who is universally beloved?
First, good to talk to you. I hope to be talking to you more regularly next year. Just
thank
saying
you.
I'm pulling for you.
Thank you, Tracy.
That's all I could do to say is this Samuel L. Jackson.
Come on. Yes. I love Samuel L. Jackson.
I got to meet him once.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, at the NBA All-Star game when he was here.
Anybody that you don't know?
My goodness. Number six. Oh, it's a Keith Jones autograph card. Wait a minute. You met him?
Yeah. It was at the NBA All-Star game when Iverson was here.
Was he as cool as The Rock?
It wound up being just me and him.
Did he say nice to effing meet you?
No, I wish he did. It was so nuts at that All-Star game that, you know, I went to every game there for years. So I kind of knew all the back elevators, and I couldn't get on the other elevator because it was all national media and all that stuff. And I said, I'm just going to take this back elevator. It was like a service elevator. I stood there, the doors open up. There was Samuel L. Jackson.
Well,
and I was
so
like,
cool.
Yo.
Oh, God.
He's that's
all. I'm sure under his breath, he's like, oh, God.
Also that day, Rue, by the way, about a half hour later, met Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
Jeez, what is going on here?
I did meet Muhammad once.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That was spectacular.
All right, CJ, I promised I'd get you on. Who is your beloved person?
I'm not sure if she said Betty White.
Betty White was, but yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah,
like
a lot of money
call.
Raised for the animals.
Number 11, and it's a Keith Jones autograph card. Ava Graham.
Yes.
Let's do a wrap.
All right. Brought to you by AmeriBest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details. Now, this line of the day does come from Al, but I want you to take a special listen to Brandon Graham laughing uncontrollably towards the end. This is when he called in earlier. He got interrupted by his kids.
You know, it sucks for us because we had so much promise. Bryce, stop.
We all have kids, Brandon. We get it.
You know, I'm on a ride to take it in the school right now.
Yeah, makes us miss Angelo.
he really got a kick out of that one. And brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin Chevrolet is your easy credit headquarters. But click the easy credit button. It's easy at Armand Chevrolet. You think I'd have these things memorized in my sleep. Who is more to blame for Devonta Smith not getting any targets in the first half versus Tampa Bay? 54% Nick Sirianni.
Woo!
Both of these polls very close today.
All right, thanks, Ava Graham. Ruben Amaro, always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks for being. Let me be here.
It's always fun having you here. We wish we were here more often. Thanks to Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes, producer Joseph A. Wexler Jr. I'm just curious, how do we do?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv.
Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.